Good evening, everybody. It's Robert Johnson here, RJ Net on Audioboo and Guide Dog Vance on Twitter. And I can't remember what I am anywhere else, but who cares? I just thought I would reply to VI Podcasting Paul Hopkins boo on the trial announcements running on a Virgin West Coast train going backwards and forwards between Birmingham and London, presumably. It's quite interesting, I thought. First of all, that tone, that do-do-do-do. Actually, I quite like that. It is a bit startling, I'll admit. And maybe just a standard bing-bong might be okay. And it also sounds a little bit plasticky, doesn't it? I mean, I quite like the old announcements where you can imagine the person tapping the xylophone. But this one, it's never been anywhere near a xylophone, has it? It's come out straight out the back of somebody's computer. I thought that was an interesting bit. Actually, incidentally, I've recorded it a few times before, but I really love the SNCF, the French Railway Operators one, which I can't bring to mind right at this moment, but it has a really lovely ident, which gets played over and over again. It does become a bit wearing after a while, but it's quite nice, isn't it? And they can vary it in terms of whether they're doing sort of using it for marketing or using it just for announcements or whatever. That's quite good, I think. I quite like the two-voice thing. I think that's quite nice. I sometimes, I've previously in the past, used two voices on my Mac or on my MacBook Air, I think I was doing it, and find it quite useful to have one voice for some certain things and another voice for others, and it sort of focuses your attention more on certain things. And I suppose actually, in the case of an automated announcement, it distracts you from noticing the pretty poor joins that you get at times between certain things. It's sort of the audio equivalent of the noddy shots used in news and current affairs television broadcasting, where basically, in order to disguise the fact that they've edited together two bits of a conversation, two bits of an interview, they move to a picture of somebody nodding, usually, or, I don't know, clasping and unclasping their hands, something which doesn't show the lips moving. So it could feasibly be a part of what's been filmed there. And so you don't have to suspend your belief too much. But it distracts you sufficiently that you don't notice the join between the bits of speaking. And I suppose this is a slightly different way of doing it. You know, we haven't got the any kind of visual there to use, so the listener is distracted by the move from one voice to another one. Oh goodness, Vance are spotted. Vance, what is it? You sound very urgent. I think it's just somebody outside, Vance. Don't worry. Vance, that's enough now. Vance, come here. Oi, come here. Come on. No, come here. Houndy, it's okay. No, it's okay. If they start breaking in, then I'll let you bark again. But come on, let's lie down. That's enough. Thank you, big boy. Okay. No, no, that's enough. Shh. Okay. So those thoughts on that. Oh, that suspension is just horrendous, isn't it? This train is, well, first of all, we don't need the "this train is travelling to" bit. We understand, we understand this is the train to. And the lack of an "and" at the before the penultimate destination is just dreadful. This is a train to London, calling at Coventry, Rugby, Gap, nothing. That's really awful. And sort of, you know, if the point in having different voices and things is to make it appear more human, that wrecks it in one go. And then just one sort of comment, I suppose, on what they're doing there. I mean, I understand that it's just a trial. But whilst I think there is a pretty strong argument for having automated announcements on commuter trains that stop every 2-3 minutes or so. I mean, the trains that I catch in the morning when going to work, the longest gap between stations is 8 minutes. On some of the trains, they're literally stopping every minute or two. And it's unrealistic to expect a conductor to announce those manually every time on every train. Obviously, when the automated announcements stop working for whatever reason, then it is appropriate for them to do that. But in those situations, it's perfectly understandable that to have automated announcements. On long-distance trains, however, it really seems unnecessary and quite sort of dehumanising in some ways. You know, it's, I mean, that's not quite the right word, but it's taking away that personal touch, which I think is quite important on a long-distance train. You're paying a lot of money a lot of the time to be on there. You're travelling quite a long way. You want a certain amount of reassurance about where you're going or what you're doing. You want to know that there are real humans on board that train. And so to have a sort of disembodied automatic voice really takes away that feeling, I think. You know, I think you're almost looking for the kind of experience that you have on a domestic flight from a long distance train. And again, this is moving away from that. It's Ryanairizing it, if that's a word. It is now. Anyway, those are my thoughts.